I'm Fletcher Powell for KMUW, looking at a jam-packed first half of August for non-commercial and independent movie screenings. First up is the Murdoch Theater showing of Conan O'Brien Can't Stop on August 4th, a documentary following the late-night comedian in the aftermath of his removal as host of The Tonight Show. Also at the Murdoch on August 9th and 11th is I Am, another documentary examining nothing less than the nature of humanity. And on August 16th, the Murdoch will show The Princess of Montpensier, Bertrand Tavernier's period romance set during the 16th century French Wars of Religion, which follows an heiress who is forced into a politically expedient marriage. On August 5th, the Orpheum Theater's film series hosts James Dean Night, as the theater will screen two of Dean's three films, 1955's Rebel Without a Cause, which was released just 1 month after Dean's death, and Elia Kazan's adaptation of John Steinbeck's novel East of Eden, also released in 1955. The following night, on August 6th, the Orpheum will show a Fred Astaire-Ginger Rogers double feature, screening two of their most well-known films, Swing Time and Top Hat. Then on August 13th, the Orpheum will host an aviation film festival featuring John Wayne's World War II-era Flying Tigers, Stanley Kubrick's Cold War satire Dr. Strangelove, and Harrison Ford as a no-nonsense President of the United States in the action picture Air Force One. The films will be accompanied by shorts, newsreels, and guest speakers, and will begin at 10 a.m. And Wichita Scottish Rite gets into the picture with a screening of The Notebook on August 12th. The romance based on Nicholas Sparks' 1996 novel helped launch the stars of both Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, and has become one of the more popular romance films of the last decade. For information on any of these films, including showtimes and trailers, visit the Indie Films page of our website, kmuw.org.